Hey Daniel, I just read an exciting update from Virtual Manufacturing UK about their involvement in an AI discussion at SUBCON.
Oh, really? I haven't heard about that. What did they talk about?
They emphasized that manufacturers need to focus on two key areas before diving into AI solutions.
I see. What are those two areas?
First, they mentioned the importance of people, process, and expertise. Domain experts who understand the operations are critical for identifying where technology can add value.
Right, because AI is only as good as the insights it's built on.
Exactly, and second, they highlighted data quality and structure. If the data isn't accurate or accessible, no algorithm can deliver meaningful results.
That makes sense. Clean, contextualized data is the foundation for any successful AI initiative.
Absolutely. Virtual Manufacturing UK is helping manufacturers through every step of the industrialization process.
What steps are they supporting companies through?
They start with a feasibility study, where they map the current situation through an as-is analysis and define a future scenario to be.
I see, so they identify challenges and create a clear plan for implementation.
Exactly. Then, in detailed planning, they develop a final specification and basis for procurement.
That sounds thorough. They make sure technical, economic, and organizational aspects are well thought out.
Right, and during implementation, they support installation, operator training, and acceptance tests, both virtually and physically.
That's comprehensive. They help with tuning and adjustments to optimize the production flow.
They use some interesting methods too, like virtual twin technology.
Oh, how does that work?
They use 3D scanning to create an exact digital replica of the facility. This allows simulation, optimization, and planning in real time.
That sounds useful for maintenance and layout planning.
Definitely, they also use AVIX to provide detailed insight into production lines.
What does AVIX do exactly?
AVIX gives detailed insight into both individual steps and entire production lines. It helps with capacity planning, improvement work, and work instructions.
And it makes data more accessible through a clear visual presentation.
Exactly, that makes it easier to make informed decisions for more efficient production.
They also use DAS flow simulation.
Right, with flow simulation, they can analyze and visualize production and logistics facilities without disrupting ongoing operations.
That sounds helpful for identifying bottlenecks and optimization opportunities.
Absolutely, it helps ensure better resource utilization and shorter lead times.
It's impressive how they're bridging strategy, data, and technology for real-world impact.
Definitely, their approach shows how manufacturers can minimize risks, shorten lead times, and create a safe and cost-effective path from prototype to full-scale production.
This is all really interesting, Emma. It shows the importance of a structured approach to digital transformation.
Agreed, and I think it's a great example of how companies in our region are leading the way in adopting innovative technologies.
For sure, thanks for sharing this update with me.
Of course, and thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.